prayer is the language of dependence. That's hashtag solid truth. But what if just praying wasn't enough? Are there times where we should act on it? Stay with us. Hey guys, welcome to this week's Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope you guys are doing well. Today's podcast, entitled When Prayer Requires Action, was broadcasted live on Facebook on June 1st, 2019. Let's take a listen. So I wanted to talk a little bit about prayer. So I wanted to talk about this a little bit. Recently, Three Crosses Church in Castro Valley finished a series called Your Brain is Trying to Kill You. Now, what we mean basically is that sometimes the things that we think may not be exactly what God may want of us. So we really need to be careful because of how we think and because of the fact that sometimes, a lot of times actually, excuse me, our brains can tell us things that are actually not from God. They could actually be lies of the enemy. For people who struggle with autism, we have this thing called cognitive distortions, where we are worried that something about something happening when the reality is the likelihood of that happening is very, very less likely. As a result, ever since going through Celebrate Recovery, those cognitive distortions that would come into my head would actually be like, wait a second, if that really were to happen, they would have contacted me by now. I'm not convinced. Cognitive distortions are basically lies of the enemy. And whenever I think like that, guess what? Cognitive distortions are just not even in the picture. Because I know that God is working through me, and he has been really working mightily in my noggin and in my heart as well. All right, I want to talk about prayer though, because sometimes when we are going through a very painful circumstance in our lives and we simply may need some help, I have met some people from different churches who will basically try to discourage therapy or psychology. And I need to address this carefully. Sometimes we need to take action and get the help that we need. In my case, I did need to seek help at some point through therapy and eventually through a ministry called Celebrate Recovery. I needed a place where I could actually share what was going on in my life in a place where I wouldn't be judged and where I wouldn't be, or I wouldn't have people cut me off and try to say, don't share that here. You're going to make people uncomfortable. Look, we as believers need to be vulnerable. I do not care. I believe that we need to be vulnerable when it comes to our struggles. In my case, I have found that Celebrate Recovery is a great place, a wonderful place to be honest and to be vulnerable. Now, some of you may be watching and saying, well, if we keep praying and if we persistently pray, then that will eventually go away. Okay, hey, you can't just seek therapy. We got to just pray that God will just get that out of your noggin. Okay, no offense, but grow a backbone. We need to take action sometimes. Sometimes there are times where even when we pray, there may be action required in that prayer. So when we take something like this seriously, sometimes, have you ever heard of this story where basically there's this guy who's drowning and he needs help and he's asking the Lord to, please get me out of here. I can't swim. And then there's a helicopter coming down and someone from who's climbing down the rope saying, we're here to save you. And then the person who's drowning is like, get out of here. I want God to save me. You see what I'm trying to point out here. There are going to be times where prayer by itself will work and other times where prayer will require action. In my case, I got the help I needed through Celebrate Recovery. People had been praying for me when it came to my struggles before Celebrate Recovery. And when I sought the help that I needed, those prayers were answered, but they required action. I needed to be used by God to take that step into a CR meeting in order to get a better understanding of my salvation, my part on certain areas of my life, and to get more healing from God through that ministry. Prayer really is the language of dependence. And that is an example of that as well. Now, some of you may be saying, but prayer is all you need. Prayer is necessary. But sometimes you got to act on it. If you don't act on it, how are you going to continue to be used by God if you're not going to act on it? Look, we're not supposed to live comfortable lives. We're supposed to get at messy. We're supposed to get ourselves out there. This world is absolutely messed up. And in order for us to be who God has called us to be, we have to be outcasts. We have to take that step. And sometimes you got to act on your prayers. If you don't, how are you going to grow? I have found so much healing through prayer and through action as a result of prayer. Now, I also want to point out something. Staying on the topic of prayer, there may be some of you who are watching who are saying, Dave, you know, the interesting thing is my prayer life isn't that great. I want to pray as efficiently as I can. I see a lot of people who pray long prayers and pray better than I do. Look, first and foremost, don't ever compare yourself to other people. The fact of the matter is, if it's coming from your heart, if you're just talking to the Lord, that's good enough. That's prayer. Prayer is talking to God. And God speaks to us through His Word. As I was reflecting on prayer in this podcast, in this broadcast, I was reminded of the Lord's Prayer. Now, staying on prayer, before I read this passage, I also recognize that there may be some of you watching who are saying, what are your thoughts on quick prayers? I like long prayers. Quick prayers aren't good enough. We want long prayers. You know something? I don't care. I don't care how long your prayer is. I don't care how quick your prayer is. If your prayer is coming from your heart, that's what matters. Don't get so teed off. Don't whine about the fact that someone's just doing a quick prayer. And if someone's doing a long prayer, you're going to have to be patient with them whether you like it or not. I'm still trying to be patient with some of my friends who pray long prayers. It's something I got to deal with. And it gives me a lot of patience, and God is working through me to be patient during that time. But if you're not okay with somebody doing a quick prayer, get over it. As long as it's coming from the person's heart, as long as it's coming from your heart, as long as you sincerely mean it with all your heart. Because praying to God is a humongous privilege. That's what matters. By the way, if you're watching this and you stress and emphasize on prayer and you have this expectation of somebody trying to pray and to do a better job praying, lower your expectations right now. Because prayer is also a privilege. You have to have the desire, the willingness to pray, to talk to God, even though you don't even deserve to even be talking to God. But God welcomes us into His fold. He wants us to talk to Him, and He wants to talk to us. Having said that, let me go ahead and read to you Matthew chapter 6, and I'm going to go to verses 5 through 13, and then I'm going to pray for us, and we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer together. Can we do that? Awesome. Alrighty, let's take a look. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. Jesus says, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this." All right, everybody, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Okay, that's the end of verse 13. Now let's say this together. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, honestly, I like the King James version of this prayer. So for the fun of it, even though I'm King James Plus, not King James only, I usually read from the ESV when I do these live broadcasts. Sometimes I'll use a different translation, whether it be a Tree of Life version, which is the Messianic Jewish translation. Sometimes I'll use the NAS. Sometimes I'll use the NIV, which is what I normally use for Celebrate Recovery, because I don't like paraphrases. For this one, I'm going to read this again with the King James version. Okay, let me put it on the screen. We're talking about Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have heard of, have need of, excuse me, before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Isn't that hashtag solid truth? So the bottom line of all of this is pretty simple. It doesn't matter how long your prayers are. It doesn't matter how quick your prayers are. It doesn't matter if you're bowing your head down or if you're just basically doing your normal routine and just talking to God internally while you're doing your thing. And it doesn't, and what, and it really doesn't matter how you pray. What matters is if it's coming from your heart and you have the desire to pray. If you have some, if you know somebody who has high expectations of you, you shouldn't be really focusing on that when it comes to the prayer aspect. What matters is, where is your heart when you're praying? You have to have the desire to pray. You shouldn't pray out of expectation from other people. You should pray when you are, when you, as a, when you pray, do it as a desire. You have to have the desire to do that. And that's what matters. It is a privilege, and a wonderful privilege, to say the least. Now, I realized after that broadcast took place that I didn't want people to think that they can just use therapy as a substitute for the Word of God. So 1 week later, on June 8th, 2019, I recorded a separate broadcast to provide clarity and to provide some resources to help. I wanted to talk a little bit about a live broadcast that I posted last week, and that is about prayer and when it requires action. I mentioned on that program that that there are going to be times where just praying for someone to heal, especially when it comes to certain issues, may not be enough, but it may require that they seek the help that's necessary. Well, what I realize is that what I didn't mention in there is that I don't want people to think that therapy should be a substitute for the Word of God or any participation in corporate worship. Because there are some pastors who have a strong aversion against psychology or therapy. So for this post, which is very, very brief, to ensure that we all have clarity that it is good to seek therapy, but it should not be a substitute, I want to provide some resources to help you on this issue. So I have three recommendations of gospel-centered ministries that can help any of you who are going through any difficult time where prayer may require some action. The first being Wellspring Counseling Ministries. My godmother, Cindy Martin, is the one who founded this ministry, and it's an incredible ministry. You can find that on wellspringcounselingministries.net. And this is for those of you who live in the Modesto Oakdale area. One of our GCAM network recommendations, Big Valley Grace, she used to be a part of that congregation. And I have a great respect for Big Valley Grace. And for those of you who live in that area, I recommend that ministry to you just in case if you are going through a difficult storm. You can also ask anybody from there on staff how they can get you connected in some way with any form of Christian counsel, any Christian counselor in either their church or, Lord willing, Wellspring Counseling Ministries, because they have a great connection with Cindy. I call her Aunt Cindy, even though she's not my aunt. She's a family friend of my mom's. So yeah. Another recommendation is Christian Counseling Centers. Now, I actually have found their services to be helpful for me when before Celebrate Recovery. And it was great for a while. I'm not in therapy anymore because when I started going to counseling after my first year in Celebrate Recovery, the counselor that I was seeing afterwards in my area asked me, why are you here to begin with? It really gave me a lot of freedom and a lot of and more healing, as a matter of fact. So yeah, when you go to christiancounselingcenters.org, you'll find a lot of locations that you can check out. Currently, when you look at their website and look up offices, they currently have the following locations: San Mateo, San Carlos, Hayward, San Francisco, Fremont. I've been to their office before. Los Altos, Sunnyvale, San Ramon. Oh, my old stomping grounds. San Jose, and Morgan Hill. They used to have one in Monterey. I don't think they have one anymore. I'm kind of bummed that they don't. But my hope and prayer is that if you need any type of help when it comes to therapy, Christian Counseling Centers or Wellspring Counseling Ministries are your best bet, in my opinion. So I recommend those to you. Now, let's suppose you don't want to go to therapy and you need a place where you can just share what's going on in your life and, Lord willing, maybe take that step into healing. Or should I say, 12 steps? You're probably thinking, are you recommending the ministry that you went through, Dave? You bet I am. Celebrate Recovery. Now, Celebrate Recovery is offered all over the world. And if you need a great Celebrate Recovery group close by your area, just go to Celebrate Recovery's website, celebraterecovery.com, and look up Church Locator, and there you can find a Celebrate Recovery location near you. My hope and prayer is that that encourages you as well. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to hear more of these programs, please let me know. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my story from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. If you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my story on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the link that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cinco's!